You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings, Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So this week that we've got coming up with the planets, we do have today, we have Mars, which is moving into Aries. So this can be a very powerful transit. Mars is at home in Aries, it's a home sign, and Mars sort of is this can be a big a planet of strength, courage, but also can be a planet of war and frustrations and anger. So with the other planets that we already have in Aries this week, things are going to start sort of going faster, and things can be escalating faster as well with all the planets that are going to be in Aries, because Aries itself does cover, it's the god of war, Aries rules war. So we do have that coming in, and we've also got on the 13th, we've got Mars, which is going to be conjuncting Neptune. I feel like that could be, it could be an aspect where you might not feel as angry because Neptune does dissolve things, but it also could be a situation where there could be anger with illusion. If you're trying to pull all of your eyes, it might make you more angry. It also could be if you do get bouts of anger, and it could be like other things that are a little bit like doesn't make sense. It also can be frustrations if you're dealing with addictions too, because Neptune is also ruled by Pisces, which covers addictions. So it could be a number of different things with that transit that's coming up this week. On the 13th, we have Venus, which is in sextile to Jupiter. So Venus will be in Taurus with Jupiter in Cancer. So that's actually quite a positive sextile. So it's good news about finances or about relationships. And I feel like it's about you feeling secure and feeling like you are supported. And with that transit, you definitely can. On the 15th, we have Mercury, which is going to be in sextile to Uranus. So that's going to bring about some unexpected news, and it should be positive, because when we do these sextiles, it's positive. Try as positive as well. So, and you might have unexpected thoughts, but again, it would be a positive or unexpected idea coming up with that transit too. And also on the 15th, as that sextile is happening, Mercury is going to be moving into Aries. So that can be a little bit of it can be very strong opinions. It can be arguments with Mercury moving into Aries. And with that, we are going to have a lot of planets in Aries too, and it's going to start conjuncting other planets in there. So by the time we get to the end of next week, we get to that full that new moon, we are going to have the sun, we're going to have the moon, we're going to have Mercury, we're going to have Venus, Saturn, Neptune, Chiron, that's seven planets all in the same sign. So it's going to be a lot of Aries energy. It's going to be very full on as well. It's going to be a time where there could be a lot of conflict, a lot of aggression, a lot of things just being erratic. And it's best to just sit back and just sort of see what happens before you sort of react too much, because I feel like there's going to be people wanting to push your buttons. Global front, there's probably going to be escalations there as well, and tensions around the world too with that. But, you know, it's just at the time we've never had these we've never had these energies before in our lives. So we're experiencing this the first time in our lifetime of all these energies coming together in one sign as well. So let's go to the caller. So we have a Valerie who's in Babylon, is in New York. So hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'm just wondering if you could give me a general reading.
Yeah, so on which area?
Maybe finances, career, relationship around there. Whatever comes to you.
Okay, that's right. So let's have a look. I see things being a little bit tight around you. I feel like later on in the year we'll get to around like July, things are getting a little bit easier, but I do feel like that things are, it's just, I just see financially, it's just things are getting a little bit tight. And but I also see you being a little bit nitpicky with things too as well. I feel like your workload also is going to, increasing workload, but I feel like that you're not getting the return that you want with the work too that you're doing. What is it that you do for work?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. I just keep hearing workloads increasing, and I see more paperwork that's coming up around you. And I just feel like that the payoff is not it's not there. Like you're doing more work, but you're not getting the pay that you deserve with that. And I feel like that you're also, I do see like a lot of, when I see ladders, it means climbing the ladder, meaning to go up in your career. But it's like I do see it there, but I see you either not wanting or not putting yourself forward. I see it's that is there for you as well. I feel like that you might feel sometimes things are a little bit overwhelming, and a little bit frustrated. Do you feel like you can't teach everyone? I'm just feeling those frustrations about not being able to teach everyone.
What do you mean, do I teach everyone?
Like not being able to. So I'm getting those frustrations maybe because there's a lot of children or some children that aren't getting what you're teaching. I just feel like there's frustrations there about they're not all the kids getting whatever it is that you're teaching.
I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like the frustration is probably more with the adults than the kids.
Okay. Well, that's why I felt like more, I didn't feel like the kids were getting frustrated. I felt it was more like with you. And it was about the kids who your students are not getting what you're teaching. I feel like they will though. I feel like that they will too. I feel like that you're, at the moment, I just kind of feel like you're a little bit stuck. And I feel like when we get to July, it's sort of things get around you a bit easier. Do you also teach, like, do you also do like night classes, or are you looking at doing things in the nighttime as well, or just day?
I only teach during the day.
Okay. Because there's something about July, I feel like there's could be opportunity of you doing more things, but I feel like it's something about doing things at nighttime than in the day. So I feel like that may be coming up around you, but I'm not getting it just yet. I'm hearing July though, when that would take place, so the opportunity may come. I just feel like where you are, it's quite busy too. But
yeah,
it's like you're at a
busy.
Yeah. But I keep on getting the paperwork, the thing's going to increase. The workload's increasing.
Yeah.
And I also feel like there could be a sense of you taking extra classes, but there could be taking an extra, like, physical work, but that would be more money coming in, I do feel. As well.
Yeah, I've been teaching extra classes.
Okay, and I do feel like that's bringing in more
of an I've been tutoring, yes, after school.
Oh, okay, the nighttime, because I kind of hear nighttime, and then seeing getting more money. But it's something, I've been hearing July too, so there might be more of that coming in July around you as well. And I feel like it's when you get to around then, things are getting, I just feel like it's a little bit easier around you. But I do feel like when you're ready, I do feel like that there's a sense here of commencing the ladder, climbing the ladder, but it's a bit more going into senior roles. And I do feel like that it may be more next year that you're going to look into that, or that may come up for you. But I definitely see you being able to move further in your career than where you are now, because I feel like that you've got a lot of potential to go further. But I see you at the moment, it's like it's being avoiding, like you're avoiding that. But I feel like there's a push for that. I feel like it's going to be more next year as a push for you to go up the ladder, to be able to move further in your career. I think it's still going to be in the school. In the end, you might even do like college or like a community college, perhaps even like going in that direction too at some point in your career as well.
Okay.
Do you live in a busy area? Or like outside of, do you live like outside of New York?
Yeah, I live pretty close to New York City. I live about an hour from New York City. It's a busy area.
Yeah, because I just see a lot of busy air, but I feel like it wasn't actually in the city. It was like out of the city. It's like more people's coming in, so I feel like your area is going to get a lot more congested as well. I see a lot of people like migrating or people coming into your area. So, I don't know. It's like more people, like more arrivals or more people coming in. I'm not too sure what I'm seeing. But I do feel like it will affect you, because I do feel like possibly there could be a move that comes up for you when that does happen as well. I feel like you may want something a bit more quiet or low key. So I do feel like there'd be a chance to move too.
Oh. Yeah, this is a pretty busy area and it just keeps getting more congested. You're correct.
But I think it's going to get more. I think you're going to move somewhere quieter. Not beach, but quieter. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. So next week I will be in New Zealand. So I'll come live to you in New Zealand next week, next Friday. So if you want to contact me, you can. My Facebook page is Lady D Psychic Parties. Same as my website, which is Lady D Psychic Parties as well. My Instagram is Lady DS Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. And my YouTube is Lady D Psychic too. So thank you for joining me and happy to see you next week. So for my Sydney viewers, it will be 2 hours ahead. So it'll be 3 o'clock in Sydney time, same time for America. So until then, I'll see you till next week.